Guys, good?
Oops.
All
Nothing for
right.
me.
We're ready to go. All right. We're going to go ahead and call the Point West Public Infrastructure District to order. Today is May 5th, 2026. It's 2:31 p.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So, for the call to order, if everyone could state your name for the recording, we'll start with the board. Holton, your chair. You want, no, Walker, your chair. You want to start for us?
Walker Wood, board member. Holton Hunsaker, board member.
Jeff Robertson, Board Secretary Clerk.
Tyler King with Snow Jensen Reese District Council.
Shelby Clymer with CLA.
That's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker at the anchor location. Christy, any members of the public?
No.
Okay. Board, first off, board meeting minutes from our February 3rd meeting. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate? Seth?
I had not got to these ones yet. If you could just pop them up real fast, I think it would be
Yep.
helpful.
Let me. All right. Did they come up? Okay. So went through the quarterly expenditures, got the financial statements. Then we did the interlocal with the trust where we actually became a member. And then signatures that I needed. So pretty simple. That cover it, Seth?
I don't have any comments. I'd make a motion to approve the meeting minutes from February 3rd, 2026.
Great. Thanks, Seth.
I'll second.
Thanks, Walk. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. Okay, Shelby, as soon as my screen will let me stop sharing, there we go.
Okay. All right, board, here's the quarter one expenditure list. Amounts total $211,320.94. Largest items here are some capital outlay, costs paid from the construction fund, and the remainder being administrative costs. Any questions on any of these before I go to the financials?
I don't have any questions or concerns.
Okay. Move to the balance sheet for the district. So total assets as of the first quarter 2026, just under 5.9 million. Of that, about 2.45 million remains available in the construction fund held at UMB. And then 3.4 million represents assets in the debt service fund. Couple notes here. The assessment receivable of 3,090,000 represents that assessment lien securing the 2024 bonds. We have the reserve fund intact. There is 56,000 at UMB, and then this accounts receivable represents the assessment billing that went out earlier this spring for about 78,000. Current accounts payable were about 5,300. So next page is the general fund budget to actual. Some interest income earned on the fund sitting at UMB through that working capital requisition or working capital fund. And then expenditures were about 8,400. I would say trending kind of right in line with budget through the first quarter as we would expect. Next page is the debt service fund. So revenues here about 80,000, which includes interest income. And then that receivable of the 7,800 for the assessment billing that went out. Half of this interest is coming due on June 1, and then transfers out really just represents some costs that were moved from debt service to the general fund or the capital projects fund. Then last page is the capital projects fund. So interest has been earned for about 23,000, and then capital outlay expenditure is about 195,000. Some transfers to and from funds, primarily for the administrative costs that have been paid. And then again, about 2.45 million remaining available here. Any questions or further detail you'd like to go into?
I don't have any questions.
Okay.
Okay, if there's no questions, could I get a motion then to approve first quarter financials and the expenditure list?
I'll make a motion to approve first quarter financials on the expenditure.
Thanks, Seth.
No, second.
Thanks, Walk. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, Local Governments Trust, they proposed a rate increase to us. So we asked them not to. What do we need to do? So right now we're at a $5 million policy for our general liability. If we go down to 2 million, they can keep our premium the same. Talking with Tyler and Matt, we all feel comfortable going down to that 2 million mark. So we just wanted to make sure you guys were good so that we could keep the premium the same. There's really no negative because it's our general liability. So there's errors and omissions that's included in that. The district really doesn't own anything. So we're comfortable going down. You guys okay with that?
I don't have an issue.
Okay. All right. Tyler, you want to cover conflict of interest?
Yeah, gladly. Real quick, Seth's already heard this. Oh, where is it? Right before this call, I sent out an email with this new conflict of interest disclosure. So the state legislature has had to fill this out for years, and this they recently passed a statute saying that all public board members or officers have to fill it out as well. The PID being a public entity, and you guys being trustees on the board, you have to fill this out. It's significantly more detailed than the prior version, which only had four or five questions. This one dives into much more information. We just need you guys to fill it out as soon as you can. Next week or two is great. Seth, again, you've already filled out one. Just let me know if I've got the thumbs up to transfer that information to this one as well. Do you guys have any questions?
Send these to you, Tyler.
Awesome. Thanks, Walker.
Okay. Next thing, legislature did another thing where for PIDs, we have to have a anchor location spot inside of the district or in the sponsoring entity. So we should be able to handle that. We do have an office in Cedar City, so we'll just use that as the anchor location. So just wanted you guys to be aware they changed the state law regarding anchor locations, but specifically for PIDs. So thanks, Tyler, for reminding me. It's just for PIDs. So shouldn't affect us. So anything you guys need, anything we can help with?
I would only just take this opportunity to harass Holton. Shelby keeps hitting me up for that bond payment, and the check's been submitted. They said they mail it, but every time I follow up, I don't get a response on to see confirmation that it was actually mailed or the. So if you can help me bird dog that, it'd be helpful.
Holt, can you help him bird dog it?
He's probably.
Yes, I can. I know that it got sent today to get done. We'll send a scanned copy of the check as well as soon as it's all ready to go.
That'd be great. Thank you, guys.
Okay, well, we'll give you guys a 20-minute break before Rome. So, okay, could I get a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Thanks, Seth.
Oh, second.
Thanks, Walk. All those in favor say aye.
Bye.
Aye.
All right, unanimous. Okay, see you guys in about 20.